the New Testament reading of the scripture. It's in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. This is when Jesus appeared to his disciples after the resurrection. Starting at verse 19, hear God's word. That evening, on the first day of the week, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. And as he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see. He showed them his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. He spoke to them again and said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven." And then Jesus appeared to Thomas, starting in verse 24. One of the disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands and put my finger into them and place my hand into the wound in his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again. This time, Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. He said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand into my wound on my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord, my God," Thomas exclaimed. And then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe otherwise." And then the purpose of the book. Jesus saw him do many miracles besides the ones recorded in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and that by believing in him, you will have life. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.